King Solomon's Mines by Henry Rider Haggard.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. I meet Sir Henry Curtis. It is a curious thing that at my age, I shall never see 60 again, I should find myself taking up a pen to try to write a history. I wonder what sort of history it will be when I have finished it, if ever I come to the end of the trip. I have done a good many things in my life, which seems a long one to me, owing to my having begun work so young, perhaps. At an age when other boys are at school, I was earning my living in the old colony and Natal. I've been trading, hunting, fighting, or exploring ever since. And yet it is only 8 months ago that I made my pile. It's a big pile now that I've got it. I don't yet know how big. But I don't think I would go through the last 15 or 16 months again for it. No, not if I knew that I should come out safe at the end, pile and all. But then I'm a timid man and dislike violence. Moreover, I'm almost sick of adventure. I wonder why I'm going to write this book. It's not in my line. I'm not a literary man, though very devoted to the Old Testament and also to the Inglesby legends. Let me try to set down my reasons, just to see if I have any. First reason. Because Sir Henry Curtis and Captain John Good asked me. Second reason. Because I am laid up here...